Hi everybody, and good evening, and welcome to another live stream. And for reasons best unknown, we do not have any music, even though I see it going around in little circles. So my apologies for that. It seems that the music is cursed at the moment here on the podcast, but regardless of which, anyway, thank you all for being here. I see you all.
It's because you're not playing Elvis Costello. If you were playing Elvis Costello, it would have worked.
Well, you see, this is the problem. I can't get him to record introduction track for me, Patty. That is a problem. Good evening, Leslie, Scott, Adrian. See you there, Paul. Good to see you with us. And Jed, of course, I see you in the studio. Yes, everyone. So obviously we are, this is the podcast night, and of course it is also, I hope, streaming over onto the Getterverse. Jed will let me know if that's working okay.
Yeah, David, everything's fine on the Getterverse. Good evening, everybody over on Getter. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, you're all very welcome. I mean, we should probably, by the way, Adrian, if you want to come on into the studio, just hit the, just let me know, and you can come on in. I guess, you know, I mean, the big news that we need to talk about before we get even into the US midterms, the really big news is, did you see that Mars have removed the bounty bar from their celebrations pack, which adorns many a household around the Christmas period. Gotta say, I don't feel bad about it at all. I never liked bounty, and therefore the fact there's not going to be any bounty is a good thing. Yeah, see, there you go. This is the joy of when you chat to people, because Casey says, no, I love bounty bars. Yeah, you know, honestly, they were the ones that disappointed me the most. Scott says, it's devastating. Probably Putin's fault. Yeah, it more than likely is. Could be COVID-19, of course, causing it. But anyway, the bounty has gone. So I wanted to break that one to you gently, because I know a lot of you will be very moved by this news.
Would that make it mutiny on the bounty?
Yeah, Jed, no, that's good. Come in early. And see, City Troll shows his American distance from us. He says he's never heard of a bounty bar. Yes, City Troll, but you have heard of Mars. It's the same company, American company, that I have very fond feelings for, having worked for them a long time ago. They have taken the coconut out of the coconut chocolate bar out of their Christmas selection. So there you go. So anyway, I thought we would start at the top, and we would then descend into the farce of essentially everyday politics. So, right. So let's get started here properly. So I said last week that I wanted to cover the US midterms, because I believe the date for them is at next, Patty, you could get correct and keep me right in this. It's Tuesday the 8th. Is that correct?
That's correct. Tuesday the 8th. First Tuesday of the month in November, unless the month starts on a Tuesday, which this year it did.
Yeah, okay. So that's why I wanted to cover this one, because this is our last chance live to actually talk about what we think is going to happen. And so I wanted to get this one in. But I want to try, as is always the way, I want to try and cover like a million different topics. Don't have enough time for all of them. But I do want to just briefly touch later on the Albanian scenario here in the UK. Want to talk about my bestie Greta Thunberg, now that she's come out in favor of communism. So I'm going to see if I can get those things into the discussion. And Adrian, I'm not sure if you actually, get you in the studio. Hopefully, Adrian, that should work for you, and you can join us and tell us your views on the great bounty debate. So yeah, hopefully it's gonna work. Hopefully Adrian, you come in. I'm not sure you must be coming the long way around to get into the studio tonight, because I can't see you, Jed. I don't know if you can see. Oh, He's here, as if by magic, Adrian appears, conjured up by the ghost of Halloween. Adrian, you're very welcome.
Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Yeah, we are all fine. We're all fine. And actually, Adrian, let's just get stuck into the US midterms. Now, one of the issues here on the Podbean is that it's hard to play clips. In fact, it's almost impossible to play clips. But I what I'll do instead is let me just read you out comments, words issued by Joe Biden. And then, Patty, I'm going to come to you straight away. This is Joe Biden talking, I think, in the last 12 hours or so. He said, quote, "You know that many states don't start counting ballots until after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases, we won't know the winner in the elections for a few days, until a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. It's always been important for citizens in a democracy to be engaged. Now, it's important for citizens to be patient." Right, Patty, coming to you straight off the top on this one. That sounds to me like a fix. What do you reckon?
The man's trying to start a civil war. For one thing, you used to be able to get, well, I worked the polls, just for qualifications here, so everybody knows. I worked the polls for most of my life growing up. My mother worked for a judge. My family are all cops. You worked the polls. I worked the polls my whole life, counting the votes. And I was a judge of elections. I ran for the seat and all that sort of blah, blah, blah. So I know polls used to be able to get the vote, used to get counted in one night, every night, till they started using these machines that Obama brought in. That's when all this extra days of counting. And mail-in ballots were always how you stole an election. Because elections get stolen every election in the country. It's usually a minor seat, like a city council seat or something like that. But even presidential elections can get stolen, and they're done by the mail-in vote. And, you know, we're pumping up the numbers. And it's not unheard of. And this man just basically said, after the biggest contention of this vote coming up, is like, we're going to predict right now, they're saying that Republicans are going to sweep. You can predict everything. No, everybody is holding their breath for one reason and one reason only. No, everybody wants to see if they're going to cheat like they did the last election. And I hope we're not on YouTube because, you know, I'm saying it flat. They cheated last election, and everybody knows they cheated. And, you know, and they've been shutting it, and they've been caught now this week. Finally, they got all these papers got dumped in a dump where they got caught conspiring with the tech giants to crush anybody talking about the fact that they were cheating or that all this stuff, all this, they've been working hand in hand to silence free speech. And and we are right now in the middle of everybody's holding their breath until to see what actually happens next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, actually, Adrian, I mean, what's your thoughts on Biden's comments there that I've just read out?
Well, I think they're trying to legitimize what actually happened in 2020, because we saw they had the stop counting in several states. They used a water leak as an excuse. And I think now they need days to work out how many votes they are going to need to be able to win, because they have seen the support that Trump and all his nominations have been getting at the rallies, and they know that they are going to be up against it. So they will need 2, 3, 4 days to work out how many votes they're going to need. This is them just trying to legitimize and put it out there in advance. A few weeks ago, we had Bill Gates in Forbes magazine saying that there was going to be a hung election and a civil war. And I do think that if they don't get the results they want, they will use Antifa and BLM to have some more mostly peaceful riots and blame it as the Trump supporters.
You see, one of the things, guys, that concerns me so much, and I see lots of you have mentioned it on the stream here already.
I want to comment when you get a chance.
Yeah, Patty, you come in a sec. Yeah, but I do notice, like, and it is kind of relevant, we've seen what's just happened in Brazil. Thanks, Scott, for your comment. And Adrian, I see you've picked up on it as well. And a lot of people, myself included, would believe that essentially what's happened in Brazil is exactly the same thing that happened in the US in 2020. I believe that election has been essentially stolen by a bunch of corrupt criminals. And, you know, if that's what happened in Brazil in the past week, then I worry, Jed, about what's going to happen in the US next week. You know what? I'm going to get into the numbers in a second. But, Jed, just to give you your say on it as well, I mean, what's your thoughts? Do you think the Democrats are going to try and steal?
Oh, absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt. And I'm glad you made that question a little bit longer, because I was just having a technical difficulty and I couldn't press any buttons.
No problem.
But if you made it a bit shorter, I would have been stuck. No, definitely they're going to steal. They've done it once. They can do it again. But I think the comment that was mentioned, that because they can't do it overnight, they're going to do it over a couple of days, as it's previously been said. So they know how many ballots they need to manufacture to win, because they are terrified. The only way now the left can win is to cheat or to be the Tory party in the UK and therefore give it away.
Okay, right, okay. Well, as I say, I mean, the Paddy, you wanted to come in there, so if you want to just jump back in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say what Adrian was referencing, where they stopped counting. The one place they stopped counting for the broken pipe, and then they had films of them working, still working after the pipe was broken. But they coordinated five states in different parts of the country all stopped counting within 15 seconds of each other in the middle of the night in a coordinated effort. They've never, they've never gotten to that. Now this whole thing. And see, the difference in with this election than the other elections is a little bit hard. I'll get into later why it's a little bit harder to steal on such a large scale. The presidential elections are actually easier. But the other thing too, I wanted to address it. They can't blame minor riots, minor violence on the Trumps, because the real right in America, Adrian, are the percentage of the country that hold the 700 million firearms in their possession. If they push it to the point where it starts shooting, there's not going to be any minor. Now, they may have riots, but there's no way they're going to be able to put them on the thing. It came close to getting nasty just before the George Floyd riots started. People forget, the week before that, there was local people marched on the Capitol, all armed with their ARs, and it was peaceful. Nobody was shot, no thing. There was a piece of trash, and they shut down a whole state. And then the next day, the George Floyd incident took place. So it switched the narrative, but it got scary. You know, we don't want that to happen.
So on the actual politics of this, I'm just looking here as we're talking of some of the forecasts for, first of all, the Senate and the polls. And I'm looking at Real Clear Politics, guys, if you want to go and check it out. I've always enjoyed their coverage. Real Clear Politics are giving the Republicans winning the Senate, which would, of course, be a very important strategic swing. By gaining they're predicting 48 for the GOP in the Senate, 45 for the Democrats, which would be really quite interesting. And the other number that they're projecting in the actual House itself is they're suggesting that the, if I can get this one, folks, trying to get House polls. Give me one second here. I'm just getting the numbers. So actually, while I get the numbers for the House,
it was interesting.
What do you think, guys? The Republicans to win the Senate?
It looks like
anyone.
Yeah, the Republicans are going to probably pull out the Senate. They're saying 54 or 56 seats. I'd love to see 60, but that'll never happen, not with this group of people. The thing is if we get 52, it'll be happy. Murkowski's going to win in Alaska. That's a Republican, but that's a Democrat vote. Where it looks really good is in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, the seats that we really need to win, it looks like they're going to take hands down.
Yeah, I mean, people are talking about, like, you know, a red tsunami on top of a red wave. Is that how you see it, Patty?
Not really. It's just going to shift. In the House, yes. In the House, you'll see a big shift because there's just too many people that are up for election. In the House, you'll see a big shift. Senate, you'll only see, you know, Senate only floats four or five people either way. I don't remember the last time there was a 60 vote majority of one party in my lifetime. I think maybe has been once in my lifetime, but it's like they just float between a couple of plus, a couple of minus, one or the other. And I think the Republicans will have the upper hand, but still nothing is veto proof. That means no one has the power to, they could pass everything they want. They could sign, but it still has to be signed by Joe Biden. You need 60 votes to overturn a presidential veto. And nobody's had 60 votes. I think once in my lifetime, there was a...
I mean,
I dropped you, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Scott says, just got my info. Do you need headphones to call in? Jed, do you want to just answer that for Scott?
Yeah, you do, Scott. Yeah, you do, Scott, because it'll give you a lot of feedback and we won't be able to hear you. So if you could pop some headphones in, it'd be brilliant.
Yeah. And also, by the way, a warm thank you to all of those. Anyone sending golden beans? Golden beans, we're like Jack and the beanstalk here. And the golden beans help us get to the top of the top of the tree. So anyway, Adrian, I mean, if you look at the polls, Max is coming in as well. OK, Max, you should be coming into the studio in a second or two, hopefully. If you get this, okay. Adrian, coming to you. The polls are clear. The Republicans, as we speak, less than a week out, are going to take the Senate marginally, and they're going to take the House substantively. Is that what you would expect to see next week?
Yes, I think we will see a red wave. And you have to understand what Trump has done and why the comments are now being made by Biden and by Clinton. Okay, so what has Trump done? Trump knows that he could not beat the system because they cheated him out of the election. So he has went round the country to get his voice heard in front of the people. Okay?
Yeah.
So bypassing the mainstream media, getting his voice out there. And the Democrats know that it is going to be a massive turnout in favor of Trump. This is why now they're out with their panic. And they're saying, oh, it's going to take days. It's going to take a while to get all the votes counted. Hillary Clinton is saying people don't understand how the midterms work. This is pure panic from them. And I think we're at the point now where they will have to steal on a massive scale. But because so many people will turn out, the cheating will be evident for everybody to see, even those who deny the 2020 cheating will no longer be able to turn a blind eye to this. And it's like Brazil. I put this on the comments a few moments ago.
Yeah.
There was actually 17 million more votes this time round in Brazil than in the last election, and they were all for Lula. So
yeah,
whilst that is possible, it is in the trillions to one of that happening.
Adrian, I mean, it's exactly the same as happened in the US in 2020. I mean, again, Donald Trump, his vote went up and he lost, which is unheard of and given the scale of things. One of my problems is that Patty did touch on this, and it's an interesting point. Can you trust any election result at all, anywhere?
If it's done by paper ballots, yes, but machines are susceptible to being hacked. I think that's why Space Force was created, not to do with outer space, more to do with cyberspace, because this is how they have been able to fix the machines. We've seen Eugene New from Connick get arrested a couple of weeks ago because of the problems with the voter machines there. I honestly believe it will be a red wave, but will we get a true vote at the start? I don't think so.
I mean, Jed, the thing about this is that it does, I mean, I think we all agree that paper ballots and hand counts are definitely, as Patty says, the way forward. But when you get all this sort of, you know, mail-in postal voting so beloved of the Democrats in the States, I mean, it does make it hard to be absolutely confident that what we see in the polls today will be what becomes apparent, say, this day next week, next Thursday.
Now, can I say something too about right there?
Hang on. No, Jed, Patty, Jed.
Okay. I agree. If a pen and paper is less likely to be forgeable, bear in mind, even in the UK, you're supposed to do it with pencil. I don't agree with that. It should be a pen. And I do, always do my ballot with a pen because you can't rub a pen out. But yeah, the fact that in the US they use machines, electronic machines, computerized machines, that just says, come and do fraud on me. Defraud the public. That's all those machines are there for. The only reason you would have an electronic voter is not because there's 350 million people, because 350 million people don't vote. We know that. Unless they vote for Joe Biden, of course, and then I can understand why there would be 350 million votes. But no, those machines were brought in pure and simply to cheat, and that's all they are. It's who's got control of the machines at the time are the ones that will win. And it looks like it's possibly going to be the Democrats again.
Yeah, actually, Adrian, do you want to just make your point? Because it's a good one there, I see you put up in the stream.
Yeah, well, just briefly, I don't know if anybody's paid attention to Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote. They handed the FBI information to show that election data was being controlled and stored in China. They've since been arrested because they would not give up the name of their informant. They handed this information to the FBI and the FBI investigated them. This shows what the US is really up against. But the point I made there for those on Getter, in 2020, Trump won the majority of the bellwether counties. I think it might have been 18 out of 19, carried numerous states that always indicate the winner of the election, increased his 2016 vote, and still lost to the most popular president in history with 81 million votes.
I mean, Patty, I mean, just react to that Adrian's just said.
It's like you said, the walls move in a lot of cities. You know, city that I grew up in, Philadelphia, there's never been an honest election, but they did the same thing with Nixon and Kennedy. They wanted Kennedy. They did it in Chicago. This time they did it nationwide. They had to do it nationwide. And the reason they stopped in those five states, because those five states are all Democrat machine states, which means they had things laid already in place and waiting, and it was coordinated. They had to figure out how many votes they needed to override the extra vote. See, they can't do that this time. It's a little bit because of the fact that there's so many different races spread out so much, it's a lot easier to do with a presidential election than it is anything else. That they'll still do it, and they'll still be cheating. It still can be done, and that's what we're all waiting to see. But it's a lot easier with a presidential.
Patty, can I ask you, just on your own state, Pennsylvania, do you think when it comes to the Senate, Dr. Oz is going to beat the Democrat candidate?
If there isn't a couple of million magical appear, somebody doesn't find a bunch of mail-in ballots for Fetterman, he hasn't got a prayer in the world. There's not even a Democrat who will admit openly that they'll vote for him. But the dude's dug his own grave. More and more comes out every day. He was the worst choice they could have. Nobody liked Oz. He would have won. Fetterman was functional as a human being at all, he would beat Oz, because nobody in the Republican Party wanted Oz. Oz was shoved on us by Trump. We wanted Kathy Burnett, you know, wonderful, smart black woman, wonderful lady, and everything else, but not back. Trump backed Oz. Oz got the choice, and if Fetterman wasn't as brain dead as he is, and he is brain dead. he would win because this is a union Democrat state where they're told, you pull this lever, we don't work. Okay, we pull this lever.
Yeah, you see, the thing about the likes of Oz that bothers me, Paddy, is he's the sort of person that once he gets himself into that Senate, he could just as easily be voting against Trump as voting for Trump, even though I know Trump has put him there in the first place. Do you not
I
think?
I don't trust him. Pat Toomey was a friend of mine, and he turned out to be a slime. You know, I mean, it's once you get there, you become corrupt. Oz is corruptible. He's been in Hollywood for too long. This is just my view, everybody. This is my opinion. You know, I'm still going to vote for the man. I want control of the Senate, but the thing is Oz was not anybody's choice, but thank God, I think he's going to actually pull it off. The real surprise is that Herschel Walker's going to beat Warnock. Too much dirt has come out about Warnock and nothing they've thrown at Herschel Walker. He shrugged them off like he did people trying to tackle him when he was playing football. He's just shrugging stuff and it's not sticking. And no matter whether right or wrong, it doesn't matter. He's just going right on.
I'm just looking, Paddy, and it's given Walker, but by a very, very narrow amount. I think by 0.5%, he's up.
That's what I wanted to jump in about earlier, and I cut Jed off. I didn't mean to do that. But you said polls. I am so sick of the polls. You know, the polls for 6 months have had the Democrats winning and taking everything. Now the last 2 weeks, just as we know, because it's been more than obvious that the Democrats were on the way of losing and the Republicans actually had a chance, you're starting to get different numbers. A poll is designed to do one thing, to back up someone's lie. They get the pollsters a set of questions, ask these questions. Questions are worded to get the answers that back up the theory they want to put forth. A poll is nothing but a professional lie, and I am sick of polls. How right have they been in the last six elections?
No, you're right. And I mean, I see Scott says here on the stream, he says, I bet the US polls are as accurate and as YouGov is in the UK, namely completely. Well, I said, Paddy, I think you summed it up admirably, actually. The polls are actually politics. They're not a dry consideration, I think, of necessarily that which is happening on the ground, you know.
They're a tool to shape opinion.
Yeah, they are. But no matter what poll you look at this point in time, as I say, less than a week out from the midterms, it does suggest that, you know, the Democrats are certainly going to lose the lower house. And more than likely, they will narrowly lose the Senate as well, which will put Biden his party in a bind for the next couple of years. Would it not pass?
Yeah, it definitely will. And the reason you're seeing the change is because the last week before the polls, when you actually only the time you're going to get honest polling, because these people have to be rehired next election to give you estimates. So they have to be saying, see, we were right. We called it. Yeah, you were said for 6 months it was Democrats. Then the last 3 days, you said the Republicans were going to kill us. But we got it right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But Biden's done. Biden's a lame duck president. Biden's going to be out in the next year. I would be shocked if we do not have a President Harris by the end of this, by the time of the next presidential election, because for them to have a chance of keeping control of anything is they have to get him out and they have to get her in and start the machine up immediately.
Do you think this is if the Democrats lose really badly, or you know the Republicans gain control, this is where the 25th Amendment will come back?
Well, Nancy said when they revisited the 25th Amendment at the end of Donald Trump's term, and she specifically said at that time, this is not for this president, because she knew the person they were hiring, that they were sticking in, was senile. So she knew, they knew this was done ahead of time. Now they could. Now the Republicans will not pull a 25th Amendment on him. They will not do that. I guarantee they do not have the spine for that. They do not have the backing. The Democrats would do that to get him out, to put Kamala in if they maintain control. But you will not see the 25th Amendment used by the Republicans. I'll guarantee it. They don't.
That's interesting, Paddy. You know, the thing is that
they'll impeach him.
They could. Yeah, they could impeach him. But I reckon we'll see a change of guard. And I mean, you mentioned Nancy Pelosi. I would have thought, Patty, that Nancy would have been quite busy with Paul at the moment, given that apparently it's hammer time in the Pelosi household in the wee hours of the night when most of her tucked up in bed. And FYI on that one, just a big shout out, everybody. Next Monday night on the live stream that we'll putting out together, we've got America's psychiatrist, Dr. Carol Lieberman, joining me to discuss, well, all things concerning the events in the Pelosi mansion, which the media is desperately trying to spin one way. So do make sure you tune in for that one. That should be, I'm reading Grantonia's comments. What happened to Nancy Pelosi's husband? Isn't that unusual? I often spend time in my undies getting hammered with no wives away. I mean, honestly, Patty, coming to you as well. Ada, come to you as well. Patty, first of all, I mean, is there anybody in the States buys the official story concerning Paul Pelosi?
No. And no, nobody's buying any of this. I mean, come on, this house is one of the most secured houses in the country. It had cameras from everywhere. She had her own police department right down the street, and they didn't catch this guy. No, nobody's buying it. Two guys in their underwear arguing at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm sorry, with a hammer. And they refused to release. There's a simple way they could end everything. Release the police body cams. Yeah. Every cop in the country now has a body cam on. Show us the films. They refuse to show us the films. Nobody believes this.
Exactly. Adrian, do you want to have your pennies worth on the Pelosi incident?
It's just like she won't release the videos from January the 6th.
Thousands of hours.
You know, I don't know how much attention people have paid to this, but isn't it strange how the federal government came in straight away and took over what was basically a local law enforcement investigation?
Just to
kill it stone dead. Well, not to kill it stone dead, but to control the narrative.
Yeah.
Because I think that guy, David DePap, would have been released straight away had the San Francisco police carried out any form of investigation, because none of it adds up whatsoever.
No, but does anyone else think it's strange? Like, yeah, I mean,
like, this guy David DePap must be Jason Bourne. If he can slip past all those security systems, totally undetected, cameras, security guards, in a pair of white fronts with a hammer, he must be Jason Bourne.
Jed, do you want to throw your pennies worth in on this saga, which we will cover much more on Monday night?
Yes, which will also be on davidvance.net as well.
Don't forget about that.
I just find it's something I would get up to, actually, David, at 2 o'clock in the morning, me and the lads with our hammers and our rumdies. We do it quite often, you know. It just doesn't end up with somebody being smashed over the head, perhaps because he wouldn't perform some... better not go there.
But it's
been said that one of the scariest buildings in the country, with all the cameras, and nobody saw a thing.
As Scott says here, fancy slipping past laser fences, three moats, electric crocodiles, machine guns, only to realize you've got no clothes on and you're only armed with a hammer. The other thing I love about this, by the way, is that, you know, I'm sure you've all seen the photographs from the scene where the broken glass, and all the glass that's broken is on the outside. So it looks like somebody was trying to get out.
Conspiracy, isn't it?
But I mean, hey, only right-wing conspiracy theorists would even talk about things like that. Anyway, you've got Dr. Carol Lieberman. Actually, because there are some questions to be talked, issues to be discussed regarding the mental condition of the individual, David DePap. So we'll chat about that as well on Monday night. But anyway, back... Scott's in very good form here tonight. He says, milk tray is now just a single chocolate hammer. All because, you have to have a certain age to get that one. All because the lady loves milk tray. I remember those ads, sadly for me. But anyway.
Well, apparently it's not just the ladies that love milk tray.
It's going to be really interesting. I mean, honestly, on a serious note now, to bring it back to serious terrain, It's so important for the world. And I know, Paddy, I can tell you this, I've spoken to lots of Brits here, and we're all hoping, we're trying to find hope in the political darkness. And the one place where you can see hope would be next week in the States, if, and I say if, the GOP can make a breakthrough and get back the essentially the upper and lower house, you know. So that's why I think it's so relevant.
Well, the thing is you can't expect, too many people will expect them to get something accomplished.
Not sure. Paddy, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Paddy, Jed, can I check that your sound's working okay?
We can hear Paddy. It's David.
I'm not sure what's happening here in the sound.
David fell into the hole again.
I can't hear anything. Yeah. So
David's in the black hole.
Now he's slipping into the twilight zone.
Right.
Picture a man going on a journey.
So down I'm a sorry, tunnel. Guys. I'm having a problem hearing. Jed, can you hear? Are you hearing?
I know.
Yeah, I'm trying to signal with David right now to let him know. Yes, I'm doing it.
All right, but anyway, just like you said, here's the thing. You know, the Republicans should gain control. Okay? God willing, and the river don't rise, and there's not blood in the street. That's pretty much an in the shoe thing. The thing is they're not going to get anything accomplished. The only thing, the best thing they can do is tie things up for the next 2 years. Maybe get some investigations, shut down what's going on at the FBI. Other than that, they're not going to get a single thing passed because everything, they do not have a veto-proof majority in, you know, and that's what it counts. So we're looking at 2 years of gridlock, which is a good thing because this guy is destroying our economy, which is destroying the world economy.
I think a lot of precedents have been set, though. With the likes of January the 6th, with Bannon going to being sentenced to prison. The fact that they were able to do this, I think once the Republicans get in, they will be able to form their own committee hearings on 2020, on COVID, and many other things, on vaccines and whatnot.
Depends on who leads.
Don't comply.
It depends on who leads us, Adrian. If it's McConnell and McCarthy,
maybe.
They don't. Yeah, McConnell and McCarthy did not have. McCarthy stood by Paul Ryan and blocked Trump for the first 2 years of his presidency. Trump had a Republican House and Senate, and McConnell and Ryan and McCarthy blocked a lot of what he's trying to do. And they're going to be reelected again because of the way the seniority system works in both the House and the Senate. So how much they get accomplished, I'd love to. I hope you're right because that's what I want to have.
But do you not think it was funny how Ryan quickly faded away and into the distance? And Trump has continually called McConnell out, calling them a rhino and all the other different things that he's linked him with. So
Rand Paul's still on TV. Just so you know, Rand Paul's still on TV every day here in the United States. I personally think I like Rand better than his father. I thought his father was totally insane. But Rand has a tendency sometimes to go off the rails, but he's been very, very accurate through the last and very on the money for the last three or 4 years, which is, that's all you need to be. And but he is on TV every day here. They don't get coverage outside, you know, of what they don't want you to see. You only going to get the left hand view of the United States.
One of the big things that I think will happen will be Fauci being put in front of a committee. I think that's something that they're definitely.
Well, they just lost.
Okay, everybody. So I understand that you can hear me, and my only difficulty is I cannot hear you. So that presents the interesting challenge to keep things going with me having some say in the show. Otherwise, it's just up to you guys. So there's obviously an audio problem of some sort at this end, which I just don't understand. I don't see how it is happening, but I certainly can't hear anybody else. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to improvise here, right? So just stick with me on this one for a second or two. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, if we know how important the US midterms are, I've explained how, you know, everybody is, I think, this side. No, Paddy, if I log out, I'm afraid the show comes to an end. I can't call into a show that I'm ultimately controlling. So no, I can't do that. So So the choice. So what I was going to say is, listen, we've best wishes for the GOP. Let's hope. Oh, Grantonio says log out and we'll come in again. Okay, I'm going to try that. It's the only way I can do this one, folks, because I just can't. I just cannot get any sound. So I'm gonna exit this. I'm gonna start again and come back in about hopefully about 30 seconds. Stick with me. Right, are we? I need someone to tell me if you can hear me or not. That's the first thing, guys. So if you can hear me,
I can hear you, David.
Let me know.
I can hear you.
And Jed. Yeah, I can hear you, Jed.
Great. So we're you. Back on. Everybody will join again in a second, David. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. And my apologies. Essentially, what happened was the audio, that some part of my sound, whatever and however it worked, seemed to have a meltdown. So I blame Putin. It's that blooming Putin again. Putty Putin desperately interfering with this live stream because he knows. We are the people. We are the people who are going to take down those nasty Russians. Imagine them wanting to protect their own people. And by the way, Grantonio, I seen you saying that you're all Democrats the minute I left the room. So you're going to get a life ban almost for definite, almost for certain. Anyway, thanks for being back, folks. Sorry about that. As I say, I think, Adrian, I probably triggered the fates by talking about bounty bars. So anyway, listen. I wanted to wrap up actually on the topic of the U.S. midterms. Having wished, Paddy, I'll give you the final word if you want actually on it, because I want to move on to a couple of other ones quite quickly. But having wished, naturally, I want the GOP to win desperately so that in December Donald Trump will announce his presidential bid. So, Paddy, final word on you for you.
Expect the GOP to win. If they don't win, expect riots to break out in the United States by Christmas. And on that cheerful note, that sums it up.
Okay, let me give you all a really feel good story. This is a feel good story. You're gonna love this one here. So the RNLI, the Royal, what's it stand for, Jed? The Royal National Lifeboat,
something Institute. Or another. Royal National Lifeboat Institute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, of course, they do a worthy job. Well, yeah, they do. But I've got issues with them. And part of my issues with them is they've been providing a taxi service for every illegal migrant wanting to come across from France to the UK. And the RNLI rescue them and they... Grantonio says, are they floating voters? And they bring them across to our shores where they head off to 4 and 5 star hotels, as you know. But... entertainingly, there was a story which I'm sure you've seen, whereby some members of the RNLI themselves, they were on a training expedition and they were staying, I think, in a Holiday Inn, and they were off doing some training. But when they come back to the hotel, guess what? Their bags were packed. They were stuck down in reception, and they'd been booted out of the hotel to make space for, yes, the migrants that. Them and their ilk have been bringing across the channel. So my heart bled for them. Jed, were you upset to read about this particular story?
Absolutely gutted, David. As you can imagine, you know, the brave men and women of the RNLI who go out there, put their lives in danger and come home. Oh, no, that's it. They can't come home because their home has been robbed from them, hasn't it?
Yeah,
but don't worry. That poor Albanian is in 5-star luxury and still complains. The cheeky, I was going to swear, David, the cheeky bastards. I'm sorry, David, I know you don't like swearing on your stream, but they are. How dare they come over here uninvited, and then when we put them up in 4 and 5 star, they then complain. Well, I tell you what they can do. They can get straight back on that dinghy again and go back to France, because I tell you now, Macron wouldn't put them in 5-star hotels. No, he leaves them on the beach so they can get a bloody dinghy and come over here.
Well, absolutely. And the thing about it is that the, you know, they were complaining in another one of the hotels that they're being put up with lots of nice heat, lots of free food, roof over their heads, all the luxuries that many, for example, ex-servicemen, Jed, don't get, people who sleep rough on our streets. They weren't happy. They weren't happy with the food. I mean, that Leslie says, heat, what's that? I know, Leslie, but don't worry, we're sticking it to you. Remember, Brits, by us all freezing to death, we're teaching Vladimir Putin a lesson he won't forget. But yeah, I mean, these guys put up in 4 or 5 star hotels. Absolutely outrageous. And the RNLI, Jed, is absolutely culpable. I'm not hearing anything. Say, oh, but they do a great job. Well, yes, they do stop people from drowning. I'll give you that. But what's been going on in that English Channel, it's all part of the Great Reset. It's all part of the Kalergi plan. And I deeply resent what goes on there. So I thought it was ironic beyond words, Paddy, that these individuals lost their hotel room to the very migrants that they bring across into the UK.
I mean, was hysterical. I saw that the other day. I didn't know what RNLI was. I thought it was the Royal Navy something, but it's the fact that it's a lifeboat institute. That's even funnier. These guys deserve to be tossed around. You know what? We're both our governments are trying to wash away the people. I mean, now it sounds like, nationalists, but our governments are trying to replace the vote with people that are more malleable. And I'm sorry.
Well, the thing is, we've got on the stream here, thanks, Adrian, for coming back in. We've got Kim Erswell, a great supporter of the channel. Thank you so much, for Kim, for being here. Kim says, I live in Kent. There's an anger. He also agrees it's a globalist plan. But get this, guys, get this. And Jed, Adrian, actually, I'll come to you in this one, Adrian. I'm sure you're familiar with this. But I read a thing that said that in Kent, where a lot of these Albanian migrants seem to be sort of about, the thousands of them are in the English county of Kent. There's so many, and they have their children there with them as well. And if you are, I think it's Canterbury, Kim, if you try to get your child into some schools in Canterbury for years 7 to 9, there's no vacancies for English kids in Kent, because the classrooms, the places in the classroom, have been taken by migrant children. And Adrian, whatever way you look on it, that's just so wrong.
Oh, it is. And I made the point. I made the point last week about how come we have so many homeless English people, veterans and whatnot, who are, homeless, jobless, etc., and cannot get any help from their country, but these people are coming in illegally. You know, we have to remember that the money that these people earn is the majority of it is being sent back to Albania, Poland, all these different countries. It's not being spent in the local economy to help drive it forward. You know, our country is being fleeced. And one thing about the RNLI, it's a charitable organization. It's not a government organization. So it's not like these people are being told, you have to do this. You know, it's not being mandated by the government. It is a charity. It is run by donations from the public.
Well, how do you explain the fact that they so easily fall into this sort of mindset of, yeah, we're going to bring them in here and don't you dare criticize us?
Well, you don't know what strings are being put behind the scenes. You know, the government could be threatened with taking their charitable status off them. They could end up having to pay tax on the money that they are receiving from the public. I would say there's probably undue pressure being put on by government figures to the higher ups in the RNLI for them to comply. I would say the ordinary volunteer, you know, the person who's a school teacher by day or, you know, whatever, who volunteers a few hours, I would say the majority of them are absolutely disgusted with what's going on.
Well, certainly, you know, when it comes to the shenanigans in the channel, I have no sympathy for the likes of the RNLI or indeed, anyone else who facilitates illegality. Anyway, I wanted to move on. Given that it's Canterbury. Yes, Kim, just coming back to me. In fact, as far as I know, I mentioned in the pub, Guardian readers looked at me and said nothing. Well, Guardian readers, I mean, the only purpose of having reading the buying the Guardian, in my opinion, Kim, is if you've got a budgie or a parrot and you keep it in a cage and you want something to line the bottom of the cage, that's the purpose of taking the Guardian. But never mind the Guardian. I wanted to move on to Greta Thunberg, our bestest pal. Now, good old Greta has come out. She's got a book to flog, by the way. Oh, what a surprise. And Greta's been making headlines because she's come out in her full communist colours. And I just wanted to get your opinion of guys on this one. She says, quote, "It's time to transform the West's oppressive and racist capital system." Yep, that's what she has to say. She says, "We're never going back to normal again because normal was already a crisis. What we refer to as normal is an extreme system built on the exploitation of people and the planet. It's a system defined by colonialism, imperialism, oppression, and genocide by the so-called global north." Okay. "To accumulate wealth that still shapes our current world order." Right, guys. Who wants to start first on this one?
Okay, here we go. So we now know what her parents think. Yeah. Because them aren't her words, because she's that dumb that she couldn't even come up with those words. So that's her parents' words. That's a prepared speech. And I just want to say, just before I carry on, Ireland and I have to go out if they hear a Mayday call. It's international law. Any sailor has got to go out if they pick up a Mayday call. It's the law. But yet again, I think the whole world should bow to the wisdom and knowledge that's been put upon such a young body, such a young mind, such a young person, and to guide us through the darkness. Oh yeah, because we're going to have darkness, aren't we? Because power cuts are coming, and they're not just coming for a couple of hours a day, they are coming for a week at a time. Mark my words, there won't be any live streams to discuss it, guys, because the power will be off, and it will be off across the country. I'm telling you now, within a couple of months, we're going to be in darkness. We're going to be back to the Middle Ages.
Yeah, actually, just on that, Jed, and then I'm going to come to you, Paddy, and then Adrian on Greta Thunberg. But just on that, interestingly enough, in the last week, there have been very short little power cuts, which I don't understand, that have happened in my area. And I'm familiar with another area about 10 miles away from me, which would be in a slightly different part of the grid. And they also had a complete power cut for about 4 or 5 hours yesterday. So, Jed, I think we should pay close attention to what you've highlighted. I do genuinely think that they are planning power cuts for us all. Northern Monkey says, "Are you mining crypto?"
But that means old folk will die because there'll be no gas, no electric, no nothing. You can't pump gas without having electric to pump it.
Yeah, no, I absolutely do agree, Jed. I think they are planning power cuts. And one of the good things about this stream, at least we can call these things out. And I would advise people, you know, to take precautions, make sure you've got alternative forms of light and heat and whatnot. Adrian, did you want to hop in this one?
Yeah, guys, when Sunak was first running for Prime Minister against Truss, he was on Laura Koonsberg's show and he said that he would not rule out power cuts this winter because the situation is so serious. Okay? Now, Truss said it wasn't that bad. But now that Sunak is back in, I would pay close attention to those remarks. I would advise people to get themselves gas camping stoves and a lot of candles. Because it is coming. They're trying to tell us. It was in the Financial Times in the middle of October. It was in the Guardian. And again, it was on the news last week that there may be power cuts. It is coming. You know, when it goes into the Financial Times, that is giving a heads up to the big, powerful bosses. Get yourselves ready for this, because the likes of Tesco's, Marks and Spencer's, they have tens of millions of pounds invested in chilled foods, frozen foods. So they need to be prepared for this coming.
Adrian, also, so I think we're all saying the same. I think we're giving you the same message, guys, that we do think the power cuts are coming here in the UK. Adrian, Greta Thunberg, she's had enough of the imperialist capitalist system. It's time to bring it down. What's your thoughts on Greta?
Well, it's quite scary because look at how many of the Western government leaders listened to her when she started going on about green energy and climate crisis and all that. So now that she's coming out about communism, how many of them are going to jump on the bandwagon? Greta has never experienced communism. I don't think she truly understands what it means. If she lived in Eastern Europe in the 80s or in Russia or even Venezuela now, I think she would change her tune. You know, and
I mean, Adrian. She does say another little quote from her. She says that the climate crisis, quote, has its roots in racist, oppressive extractivism that is exploiting both people and the planet to maximize short-term profits for a few. I mean, she's been reading Marx or something, hasn't she, Adrian?
Yeah, but the scary thing is she has a large following with young people who have jumped on her bandwagon. So if she's now out promoting communism, how many of these young people are going to start spouting the same things that she's saying and trying to change, you know, our government structures, our democratic society into a communist society? Because these young people will be voting soon.
Actually, Adrian, that's a great point. That I mean, we shouldn't dismiss her because of the influence she has. Paddy, I'm not sure if you were aware of what she's been saying. She's over here in the UK at the moment.
The little annoying brat gets played worldwide, and her parents should have been locked up years ago for exploiting this handicapped child and making them the mouthpiece for whatever they're pushing at the time and funneling. This is child abuse. This child, and like I said, oh yeah, they'll use her to manipulate other children too. And they also push her in classrooms and play tapes of her and this and that. This is exploitation of a child with a handicap, and it's abuse. And the fact that this is their religion, this is the religion of most of the power of the people in power. They believe in this climate crap. The only thing that controls the Earth's climate is the sun and the Earth's rotation around it. And man can't touch either. So.
I know the thing is, though she is massively influential. And actually, I was on another radio show earlier in the past about tea time, a guy called Richie Allen. If any of you know Richie Allen, I was on with Richie. One of the things a point that he made to me, I'll go around all three of you guys in this one. He made the point to me, and I have sympathy with this. It's easy to criticize young people. I'm talking about Greta Thunberg's generation, right? The 18 to 20 year olds or 21 year olds or whatever. The thing is, they are probably the most propagandized demographic there's ever been. You know, they're sitting on their phones 24/7. You know, they're on the internet. They're on every social media platform. They're on Twitter. They're on all of the TikTok. Although, so am I. They're on all these platforms. So they are very heavily propagandized. So maybe, Jed, should we try to cut them a bit of slack? Because of the problems that they have, because they live in the metaverse, don't they? Leslie says no.
No, Leslie, you're absolutely right. Absolutely not, because they've made a choice. It's the generation that has grown up not knowing a time without the internet. That's the generation that we have, or the two generations that we have the problems with. They've never not had the internet. And all they've been fed is Marxist bullshit and global warming crap from day one. But the thing is, they have the device in their hands that can give them the true and accurate answers to those questions about the global warming scam and about economics and communism versus capitalism. Yet they choose not to use it. That is the problem.
I'm reading the room here, and I think, Jed, I suspect everyone's in agreement. Adrian, do you want to just jump? I mean, I was trying to put a point that Richie had put to me that he thinks they're heavily propagandized, so maybe we do need to cut them some slack, but I don't think anybody in this stream thinks that. Adrian, what do you think?
Absolutely not. We've all been heavily propagandized the last few years over COVID, yeah, vaccines and many other things. So no, it's up to us, the adults, to give them the benefit of our knowledge and our experience. Now, pardon me, a lot of us have experience and knowledge in how the world truly works, but these young people, they are being propagandized by TV shows, the internet, music stars, the lot. It's truly up to us to fight back. As Jed said, they have the most powerful tool in the world in their hand, but unfortunately, yeah, that tool is heavily censored now. And when you go searching for the truth, it is hidden. And when you try to spread the truth, you get banned for it.
Tell me about it. Yeah. That's a very good point. Patty, what's your thoughts on the substantive point? You know, youngsters, you know, should we cut them some slack because, you know, hey, they're living in the matrix.
I think you guys are being actually pretty generous, man. Anybody born between the years 1990 and the year 2020 should be simply dismissed. They've been brainwashed their entire lives, every day in school, by the teachers' unions in Marxism and anti-Westernism on both sides of the pond. They've been turned against their own people. They need to be dismissed and ridiculed for the lack of real knowledge that they all have and thrown into the real world and defend amongst the wolves. Here, go, feed yourself, put a roof over your head, take care, meet a significant other and raise a family. Good luck. Don't know how you're going to do that with the things you believe, but go for it.
Okay. Well, I think I've got absolutely. That's why I love the stream. You know, just in case I have a moment where I start to become more reasonable, I can see you guys saying, toughen up, David. They have had every opportunity. That yes, they are heavily propagandized, but actually, Adrian, that's a great point you make. I mean, we've all been, look at the propaganda all of us have faced since 2020. Look at the incredible levels.
Well, we didn't fall for it, David. So, we fought back. Yeah, didn't we?
We did fight back, yeah, and we're going to keep fighting back, and you know, but here's the thing. Okay, I'll just stick in this for a moment because it interests me. When you're young, when you're in that sort of student age, that's when you're at your most rebellious. That's when you should be absolutely rejecting everything the establishment tries to come at you with. And instead of that, it seems to me, Jed, that, you know, they swallow everything. They don't rebel. And they are the people who should be rebelling. Well, in my view anyway, Jed.
Yeah, that's right. But when I was that age, I'm sorry, I was defending Queen and country. I was doing something with my life and not going, I can't go to work. I've got to have student debt. If I don't have student debt, I won't be like everybody else. Yeah. Yeah. Utter crap. They need to get off their ass, get out there and start working. Because actually when they start to earn something, because you look at all these Just Stop Oil people, they haven't done a day's work in their life. You can tell they haven't. And the second they have to do, they'll realise that actually the world needs oil, the world needs coal, the world needs it nuclear, it needs energy. They're stood there, they're spraying the buildings with paint. This paint is gloss paint, it's got oil in it. The steel canister that they're spraying it from, the fire extinguisher, had to be made from steel using coal. The nylon backpack on their backs that they carry all the crap in, it's nylon, which is made from oil. They just don't get how much this would affect their life if we stop doing it right now. They're hypocrites, David. They wind me up. And if I see them sat in the street blocking my way, I'd run them over. I really would.
Adrian, I mean, you know, on the point, what do you reckon?
Just going back to that point about the young ones, pardon me, it's now the right and the centre-right that are sticking their fingers up to the government. instead of the left. Your comment about the young ones should be rebelling. The young ones are now the ones that are falling in the line and going along with the government propaganda.
Yeah.
And it's only us slightly older ones who have experienced life and can understand what's going on are the ones that are fighting back. But it's just unfortunate, as the saying goes, the children are our future. So this is what we will be up against in years to come, because they are so heavily brainwashed.
Well, it is, Adrian. And I mean, these are the young people who will, you know, if you tell them there's only two genders, they'll fall over and collapse. You know, if you give them some kind of, you know, basic sort of economic facts, like, you know, nobody owes you a living. I mean, they can't accept things like that. Paddy, I mean, it is, whatever happened to teenage rebellion? Has it been swallowed up by the internet?
I have a completely different take on this whole situation. It's like, because in my view is they've been taught to behave this way. They've been taught that everything, that they have a right to not be offended. See, the problem is what they haven't been taught is the reality of life. Life is all about right and wrong, and they're going to have a lot of wrongs committed against them over their lives, and they're going to find out real fast that they can cry all they want. No one's going to care. They have to pick themselves up again. Nobody's taught them that there is really evil, good and evil in the world, and that if they don't do the right thing, bad things will happen to them. And it's like hard work is one of the right things. You know, there's a basic in morality and decency that they've been neglected into their upbringing. And it's not, but the world still has it. It's going to hit them in the teeth. And, you know, they're going to change.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they change, and let's hope that they grow up. Finally, I'm sure here in the UK, Adrian, Jed, and those listening, you'll all be tuning in to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, to watch our beloved former Health Secretary, Medozalem Matt Hancock. Matt's going into the jungle for an extensive paycheck, but don't worry, his constituents can still contact him via presumably Jungle Drum. I'm not sure. I see Leslie instantly reacts to the prospect of Matt Hancock in the jungle. I mean, honest to God, the only thing is, I would imagine he will be consistently voted for to do the Bush-Tucker trials. But as I say, rather than eating bugs and stuff like, which of course they want us all to eat now, I'd rather he was eating some of the midazolam that he was prescribing for the elderly. Adrian, thoughts on Matt Hancock in the jungle?
I don't watch it, and I have no intention to watch it. But it is a good way of putting out, you will eat the bugs and you will be happy. Hopefully he will get put through hell. But I assume that's why he's been paid that five times what the MP's salary was, because the producers know, and he possibly knows, that he will be the one that the public constantly vote for to go through the trials. So, yeah, good luck to him. Hopefully he will get bitten by a few nasty bugs.
And Jed, I mean, will you be tuning in to watch Matt face the challenges given him?
I'd rather eat my own. In fact, I'll stop there. The thing is, I just feel sorry for the bugs, because some of them will have to crawl all over him, and he's a slime. And the thing is, I hope it goes. I hope there's another Australian lockdown for 2 years and it can rot in Australia.
Yeah. The other thing is that I would say is that Jed and Adrian on this one, that, you know, it shows you the contempt that some of these people have for the electorate. Because this guy was elected to represent the people of his constituency. How on earth does going out to Australia to take part in a TV kind of celebrity program, how on earth does that help the people of his constituency? I mean, it's just another example of the cabal laughing in our face. Now, I keep saying this. Honestly, they hate us. They treat us with utter contempt, I think.
He should be sacked, basically,
yeah,
because he's disappearing on a jolly for a few weeks. and not doing anything for his constituents while he's getting paid, but also the people should force a by-election to force him out.
Well, Seti Troll makes a very interesting point. How does he vote when he's in Australia in the jungle on a TV program? I don't actually know the answer to that. That's a good question.
Jungle Telegraph. apparently they're going to this little.
All right, Jed.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Is it Jungle Telegraph?
Well, Jed, on that note, I think we'll bring a curtain down on tonight's events. Listen, as has always been the case, you've all been fantastic, all of you who I see on the stream here, and I know over in Getter as well. Thank you for listening to us over there. My apologies for the problems with the audio at my end. I think we finally got it fixed, so thanks for putting up with me. And don't forget, we will be back. We've got a psychiatrist in the house on Monday night, Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. UK time. Make sure you join us then. And just to prove that we've got it fixed, I'm gonna get my guitar out and I'm gonna start playing the music. And we'll see you all soon. But thanks a lot, folks, for being here. You make it always such a fun night. Thank you, everyone, and good night.